Good afternoon, audio boo. It's just before 4 o'clock and just got home from school after an intense day. And of course, first thing I have to do when I get home is take the dog out. He's been cooped up in the house all afternoon. Wife's been out this afternoon. So yeah, take him out for a nice little stroll around the neighbourhood. And it's good for me too, because I've been sitting at the computer pretty intensely since about 10 o'clock this morning. So yeah, it's nice to get out and have a walk and get some air and stuff. And yeah, where am I at with my portfolio? Made a lot of progress today. Started this morning with the intention to do one thing and then ended up doing another. I intended to do kind of a triage actually on my site, which means that I turned up this morning having thought about it on the bus, thinking, well, you know, the gallery doesn't quite work and the email form doesn't quite work, and they're kind of big-ish things to get working, so to speak. And there's a lot of small things that I knew I could do very, very easily without much help or any help at all, actually. So my intention was to get on with those. But then the determination came on. I got to school and I sat down, switched on the computer, and I thought, hey, that gallery doesn't work. I really want it to work. And I also, Neil's our programming interaction, that's a fancy word for programming, teacher. He was around too, so he came in and needed to help Nikos and Sandra a little bit. And of course, I was getting these funny errors on my gallery and I couldn't quite figure out where they were coming from. And so he kind of sat down with me and we found out, or he showed me what the problem was, let's put it like that. So then I could go in and he corrected a little bit and then I corrected the rest. But it's interesting because when he does that, when he sits down and he shows you a solution to a problem, you realise that you kind of knew what it was. You just didn't quite have, because at the moment we're at this stage where, you know, if you're programming in PHP, for example, which is what we're doing a lot of now, you know the language when you see it. You understand the logic of what you need to do. And then when someone actually says, hey, this is what it looks like, you read it like you're reading a page in a book or a sentence, you know, a paragraph, and you understand it. But I'm at the stage now where I can't pluck the stuff out of my head completely. I can pluck little bits of it, but I can't pluck the whole thing out of my head. I don't think anyone could really. So I understand the logic of what I need to do. It's just putting the bits of the programming language together, like forming a sentence. So that's the stage where I'm at. So it's funny because he sat down and was working with my gallery, just to going through the code, and then he kind of came up with a little solution to my problem and kind of started writing it in. And as soon as he was writing it, I was like, oh bloody hell, of course. So that really showed me the way to go in and fix the other little bits I needed fixing. So have a working gallery now. So now I can display photos and videos and in a very kind of cool PHP way, instead of just linking to a picture and bringing up a new page kind of way, because PHP is cool like that. You can just link to little bits of a site and bring that up on another page instead of, you know, refreshing the whole site or stuff like that. Really enjoying all the PHP stuff. Really is rather cool. Hungry for more. But yeah, that's right. I managed to get the gallery done today. And so this evening, because we're showing the sites in class tomorrow, we do have an extra week to finish off the project and what we're doing now, which is great. Although, like I said this morning, it's not really a complete week for me, because I have to prepare for these seminars that I'm hosting next week as part of the multimedia days. But we will have some extra time to work on the programming side of the site after tomorrow. I mean, we do anyway, they're our own portfolios, so of course we want to work on them some more, but from a project getting time at school to do it point of view, we have another week, which is great. So I can probably do the triage that I intended to do this morning. Having got the gallery done, which is a big problem, I will leave the email form and concentrate on the little things that need taken care of and I can fix easily. And then the last thing I will sort out is the email form. Because that will, to do that properly and to do that in a way where it's kind of safe and secure and it doesn't get spammed relentlessly, involves not tricky programming, but it involves some logic and some thought and some programming, which I can, you know, which will take me a couple of days probably, because I'm a newbie at all this. So got an intense night ahead, just to take care of those little bits, and then hopefully I'll be in good shape to present the site tomorrow and get some good feedback, because this will be really be the first time, I mean, I've showed it to the members of my group, but this course will be the first time that I'm showing it to a whole group of people, so it's going to be interesting to see what kind of feedback I get and what people have to say. And of course that may also present some things that perhaps I need to tweak and change with it too. So gonna carry on my little walk now, and I'll be you later.